The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. Happy Thursday. We are the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. You know how we start things off every morning with the first talk back of the day. Here we go.
Hey, Graham, Selena, Jess. It's your boy, Snuff from San Diego. Hey, I have one thing to say. Holy horrible baseball. Jeez, oh man, the Giants just got swept by the Pirates. I'm from Pittsburgh, the PA one, and they're horrible. That just shouldn't happen. I feel bad, but anyway, Selena, can I get a go Pirates? Anyway,
ooh,
bye.
No can do, sorry.
Why not?
Because we are Giants over here.
Well, you're Mets.
You just said go Mets.
No, okay.
And they start a series tomorrow against the Mets.
No.
Are you saying go West or go Mets?
In my commercials, it's go West.
Go West.
Go West. Okay,
right. But in real life, it's
go Mets.
There you go.
Go Pirates.
Oh, no, Selena.
Wait, but if it's Mets and the Pirates, don't we want Snuff's team to win? We're not Mets fans over here because
when we're playing the Pirates, God, the Pirates are trash and we got swept at home, back-to-back sweeps at home. Can someone find me that stat? When's the last time the Giants suffered back-to-back home sweeps? I don't know if that's ever happened. I can't remember in any instance of that happening. At home, getting swept back-to-back in back-to-back series. I don't know how often that's ever
happened. Did you get a haircut?
Yes, I did.
Sorry to just blurt that out, but I just noticed you look different today.
All good. I get my haircut once every 8 weeks.
Wow, but Selena never notices.
Never. It usually takes her days.
Yeah.
But thank you. I appreciate you noticing.
Yeah, usually I'll notice first because it looks shorter today. It looks so short.
Yeah, that's what happens when you get your hair cut. Your hair ends up shorter.
Like you've never had your hair this short before.
I get the same haircut.
No, this one's a little
every
different.
Every time.
Thank you. Yeah. It's shorter than usual.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
only because you
I can barely see it.
Selena doesn't normally notice
there.
Until day 7 and a bunch of it's grown back by then.
Sometimes I do notice. I just don't say anything.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
You're welcome.
Wow, that's
Well,
worse.
You don't notice when we come in here with something different.
You guys never do anything different. You come in here wearing the same black leggings and black hooded sweatshirt.
No, but we'll come in here with new nails and you don't see it. You don't say anything.
Nails.
Thank you.
Nobody.
Yeah.
Guys don't notice fingernails.
Oh, they
wow.
do.
Mine
I would
does.
Notice if you came in with a different haircut, which when's the last time that happened?
I actually did a few months ago. You didn't say anything.
That's different haircut or just haircut?
I mean, just haircut, but it was a dramatic cut.
How much?
My hair used to be past my butt.
Where is it now?
Now it's like mid-back.
That's, you're telling me you cut 8 inches of hair off?
I did.
Actually, the
Jess did notice.
Your butt and your back is probably only like, because you're so short, it's probably only really like 2 inches, but still.
it was more than two.
Okay. Well, I apologize. I didn't notice that because your hair is always up in a messy bun. How can I judge the length up there?
Jess noticed because it wasn't up in a messy bun one day.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I must have been busy that day.
Okay. Fair enough. We're getting sidetracked.
Yeah, seriously. Go West!
Go West! Uh-huh. Jess, no wonder you always run out of phone storage. Will you just tell Graham what you were telling me?
You guys, I really think I need to go back and basically just spend at least an hour deleting a bunch of stuff on my camera roll because I looked at how many items are in there. Photos, videos, everything combined. 54,992.
54,000.
Yes.
You better pencil in more than an hour to go through that to clean it up. That's going to take you like a week.
What is it's all concert stuff, you think?
Well, it's concert videos, it's concert pictures, it's videos from here, it's selfies, it's pictures of everywhere
selfies.
I go, food pictures.
Oh, no.
I just, oh my
pictures
God.
Of my cat. Like,
oh,
I take pictures
of
pictures. Everything I feel. So,
oh, you couldn't pay me to have to go through your camera roll. Cat pictures and food pictures. Oh, that's my nightmare.
And then screenshots of things I want to buy. Oh, it's just too much. But now I'm at a point where I'm like, oh my gosh, like I'm dreading having to go through it all and like delete them one.
It's going to take you forever. So I just checked how many I have. I only have 45,000.
45,000?
You're getting up there.
Yeah.
You're getting up there.
I only have 45,000.
You guys'
45,
phones even have the storage to do this.
I pay for the terabyte.
But every once in a while, I will be like, let me clean this up and start deleting stuff. I have a lot of screenshots throughout the day or in the morning. I'm like, when I see something we should talk about, I screenshot it. Right. So I have thousands and thousands and thousands of screenshots. I'm like, you know what? Let me clean up my storage and I'll go through and an hour goes by and I've only selected like 1,000 things. Doesn't even put a dent
That's
in
what
all
I'm saying.
My stuff.
Jess, good luck.
Yeah, it's going to take you forever.
Do you guys want to know how many things I have in my camera?
Ooh, can we guess? Can we guess?
Yes, please do.
Okay, I'm going to say like 10,000.
I'm going to say 15,000.
Oh, man. Let me just get the...
How much?
More?
I have 3,058.
What?
That's it?
3,058?
And look, I've got kids. I take their picture a lot. I have a really cute golden retriever. I take her picture a lot. And I built a house. I took a lot of pictures. I guess I didn't take that many along the way. I probably should have done a better job documenting that whole process.
Wait.
That's it, you guys.
Wait.
Oh, my God. And how long have you had this phone?
I don't know, several years.
Is it the same, like, when you switch phones, like, all your pictures kind of transfer over?
Uh-huh.
And
3,000?
So your son is 7?
Uh-huh. My pictures on here go all the way back. Actually, the pictures on this phone go back to 2022, it looks like.
Okay, so 3,000 things in 3 years.
Yeah.
1,000 things per year.
I could never.
But I feel like that kind of tracks with Graham.
Jess is scrolling to see how far back it goes. It's going to take you an hour to scroll back that far.
Jeez.
I'm barely in last year.
And scrolling and scrolling. All right. Coming up next here on the JV show, we're talking about preserved tattoos. I've never heard of this.
Dude.
But Jess is going to explain.
The future is here.
Is it? All right. Yeah. Jess will explain what that is coming up next here.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
She's still scrolling.
Oh, my God. You haven't gotten to the bottom yet?
No.
54,000 photos. At the rate that I take pictures, because I got 3,000, Jess has 54,000 in her camera roll, it would take me 54 years, right, to get to 54,000.
Yes.
That's the pace that I'm on, just to catch up to Jess.
Put it that way.
All right, it's Wild 94.9.
Morning, JV Show. That one from Brentwood. Graham, you are correct. I believe this is the first time the Giants have been swept in a back-to-back home series. And thank you to the Giants for taking Rafael Devers from my Red Sox, because since that Devers trade, Giants are the worst team in baseball. And my Red Sox have a winning record. Hopefully, Devers can get it together and the Giants can get it together. Have a good day.
Oh, my God. Are we the new A's?
Right now, we are. The A's are playing. They're playing way better than we are. The stats over since, like you mentioned, since that Rafael Devers trade, the Giants in all statistical categories, and then obviously win loss, we're bottom of the barrel.
Wow.
It's brutal.
All right, guys, it's time for
the four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
So Kamala Harris has announced whether or not she will run for governor after Gavin Newsom's term ends next year. She said, I love this state, its people, its promise, it's my home. But after deep reflection, I've decided that I will not run for governor in this election.
I'm fine with that. All right, take a moment. Say goodbyes to the San Francisco Giants season. Yesterday, they lost to the lowly Pirates at home 2-1 in the 10th. That was a three-game sweep for the Pirates. Following a three-game sweep of the Giants by the Mets, the Giants have won just two of their last 14 games. They're now trailing the Dodgers by 9 games in the NL West. Might be overly pessimistic of me, but I don't think they're somehow catching fire and saving this season. Giants hit the road, start a new series with the Mets in New York tomorrow.
Oh, Mets!
Uh-huh. Woo! Cloudy start to your Thursday that will gradually clear throughout the day, and sunshine will peek through with highs in the mid-60s to low-70s along the coast and mid-70s to low-80s inland.
Hey, Scorpio besties!
Hey!
Your day today is going to be a 9. You can attract whoever you need today, whether it be an intern at work or a long-term romantic partner, all just by focusing your energy. It may take a little extra effort to keep them around, but that's tomorrow's problem.
Okay.
Yeah, so like...
Date the intern,
hook up with your intern or your long-term partner. Either one. They're fair game today.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We've been talking baseball.
It is Edwin from Brentwood. Just confirming, 1896, Graham, I think that was the last time the Giants had a homestand that they got swept in back-to-back series. 1896. Didn't know baseball dated back that long. Yes, 1896.
Wow.
1896. Yeah, I knew this was historically bad.
Oh, no.
Embarrassing.
Not good.
And you don't feel like the Giants can turn it around at this point, Graham?
Not given the play that we've all been witnessing out on the field.
Yeah.
That's going to be.
Dang it. Well, not with that attitude.
But we have Giants tickets to give away if you want to see them once they turn it around.
Hey,
you can leave us a talk back. Tell us who you'd like
City
to bring
Connect
to the game
Tuesday.
On City Connect Tuesday when they take on the Padres. Maybe that'll be the turning point. You going to...
Oh, my God. You could be their good luck charm.
Yeah, you win the tickets with us. Again, leave a talk back. Super easy to enter. We're going to pick our winner tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
And then maybe you go into the game. That's the thing that propels them into a like crazy historic winning streak.
Bro.
And they go all the way... to the World Series.
Yes.
So good luck. Leave those talk backs.
Yes.
Have you guys heard of preserved tattoos?
No.
So, I actually had no idea this was a thing until I stumbled upon some video of a woman saying that her husband had passed away. And she had had a conversation before he passed away saying that when he did, she would want to preserve one of his tattoos. So they had talked about it before. And there is a company that actually does this. So it's called, what is it called? Sorry. Save My Ink Forever. And they can do this whole process for you. They communicate with the mortician and the funeral home to get this done.
Just get a knife out and start cutting?
Yeah. What's the basically?
Oh my God.
So they do, they communicate with the funeral home. They go through all of the instructions with them. They send them a preservation bag and they remove the skin of the desired tattoo. So you pick what area you want to be removed. They, that gets sent back to them. It takes about 90 days.
I'm
and you
getting so
it.
Like icked out just listening print it
onto
to this.
Where they print it, stretch the skin out and stick it on a shirt or something?
So check it out, JV Morning Show, because I did put one example
scared.
On there. It's actual skin that gets preserved and sent to you, framed.
Oh, in what? A frame?
And they say their mission is to help carry on a loved one's story.
Who would want to preserve this tattoo?
You know,
it's a Steelers helmet.
Yeah, on a skull, and it's very
I'm
crudely.
Sorry to laugh. This is someone's husband. I'm sorry to
I
laugh.
Know.
But it could be someone's wife. You don't know.
No, she just said it's her. It's
this is her. Gotcha.
What do you guys think, and would you ever do something like this? Because, Selena, you have a lot of tattoos.
Oh, my God.
Would you be okay with your husband being like, hey, you know, when you're gone, I'd like to preserve the tattoo because you have one on your butt? You said.
Shh.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
It's up his name. I mean, if he wants it, go ahead.
Yeah, so maybe he wants
be
that.
Be a weird
wet from my butt.
Yeah, and then he's just going to frame it in the hallway.
If I'm the one that passes and you want to keep one of mine, I mean, at that point, what do I care?
Okay, would True. You keep one of his?
You know what? This is going to sound really creepy, but I think I would.
I mean, is this any...
Oh, just a bunch of framed skin on your
but
wall?
People but people keep like, ashes. People keep people put ashes right. in a necklace. Or
That's not skin.
Yeah, but it's...
Ashes is like, I got a bunch of ashes in my barbecue, you know?
But,
I got
but that's
ashes from my campfire.
Of a human bone.
Yeah, right. But it's not. This is skin stretched out on a canvas that you're hanging up in your hallway.
What's the difference? But if it's a tattoo that meant a lot to him, it means a lot to me or whatever, and it's something that I would like to keep to remember him...
Look at a picture of it.
It's not the same.
And they apparently
I think I would do this.
They apparently like preserve the skin really good to where the moles are still there. That sometimes there's hair still there. Like it's you very guys, legit.
You guys are the ones that believe, you know, objects are haunted and things like this. You think bringing a piece of the skin from a person? I think you're just opening a portal right there. And now, next thing you know, you got a ghost in your house.
But it's a loved one. It's not like it's some demon or something.
Yeah, it's your loved one like stomping Jeffrey around Dahmer. Angrily as you're hooking up. You moved on and you're hooking up with somebody new.
So that's what I did want to ask. Let's say, Graham, you and your wife don't have tattoos, but let's say you do keep a piece of your wife's skin, which I know you wouldn't do clearly, but let's say that does happen, and let's say you move on, new girl comes in and she's like old wife's skin's gotta go.
Yeah, I noticed you had your wife's left butt cheek skin.
Would you get rid of it
on display here in the hallway? And I'm gonna need you to take that down.
You can't get rid of that.
I would take it down, but I'm not going to throw it away. Right. You can't throw
donate
your loved
to
one's
Goodwill.
Skin into the dumpster.
No, you can't.
You donate it to Goodwill.
Yeah, I think you give it to the Goodwill. Let them find a new home for it. Selena, answer that question yourself.
No, I can't get rid of it.
But would you take it down?
Or would you ask a partner to take it down of their ex?
Yeah. Yeah, but if I'm going to my man's house and he's got his ex's skin hanging up, I'd be like, no, that's got to go. Sorry.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It was a boob tattoo, and he's got that on display
hell
in the hallway.
No. Graham, so you would never agree to something like this?
I think it's creeped out and weird, but again, if I had a tattoo and somebody wanted that, once I'm dead, I don't care. You can do whatever you want with my body. Donate it to science.
But you yourself wouldn't actually have somebody's preserved skin.
No, I don't.
Not even like your wife's, your favorite mole. That she has.
I'll hold on to the mole memory or look at a picture fondly of that mole if I ever need to revisit it. I don't need the actual mole.
Okay. All right.
Because it has that one hair growing out of the middle of it.
Yeah. And they can preserve that too, Jess says. That's, hair perfectly intact.
Uh-huh. Save no my thanks. Ink forever if you want to look into it.
And then go check you. Out what this looks like, JV Morning Show on Instagram.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Thursday, or as I like to call it, day four of the hostage situation. Hey, Selena, did you hear that Celsius had a recall? Check your cans, girl. It might be a seltzer instead of energy. Enjoy.
Oh, my God. I saw that yesterday. That's right.
I feel like that'd be a nice little surprise.
I know. Like, what a treat.
It's interesting that they must can the Celsius, and then they were getting mixed up with High Noon hard seltzers.
Yeah, same, I love those.
Same size can. Those are pretty tasty. Mm-hmm. And they must can them in the same facility.
Something
and then they
like
were
that.
Mislabeled. So some people think they're cracking up a Celsius or actually getting a High Noon hard seltzer.
Woo!
Getting a little
hard
buzz
time.
Going. So walking
that
around the gym.
That has not happened to me yet.
Walking around the gym with your little Celsius. And then next
feeling
thing you know,
good.
You're like buzzing hard. Like, yeah.
Yes.
Sounds fun.
It is Wild 94.9. We're the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. All right. So what is your summer vibe? These are the top three according to this new survey that I guess most of the ladies were, I don't know, identifying with this summer. Coastal cowgirl.
Oh.
What's that one?
That sounds nice.
Coastal cowgirl is what it sounds, just is how it sounds. Sorry. Just like coastal aesthetic, beach vibes.
Okay.
You know, tomato girl.
What is that?
That's exactly that? How it sounds. Just like tomato print things.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Actual. I thought maybe it was like gardening vibes, like you're out in your summer garden.
No, like actual like tomato printed things.
Interesting.
Okay, not here for that one.
This one I'm a little more confused about, but this is the most popular one. Grandma core.
Grandma core. What is?
Yeah, I think that's just dressed in like old-ish.
Oh my God.
I mean, that's
but that
a
was
thing.
That was the most popular one.
What?
Yeah.
So a lot of people doing grandma core.
Yeah.
My wife's definitely gotten into the grandma chic sort of decorating style. There's a lot of floral drapery in my new
really?
House. Oh, yeah. A lot of things with patterns and stuff. She's gone full grandma core.
Wow.
In the design style.
I think I'm in my coastal cowgirl vibe.
I think that
summer.
Sounds the cutest because it's like it's like coastal, so like beach vibes, but mm-hmm. also like cowgirl
hat.
Yes,
like, I'm here for that.
That sounds
one.
Like the cutest one. Let's see, a lot of these or a third of respondents said they planned a summer vacation around their summer aesthetic, and more than 59% planned their outfits to match their summertime personality. So it's like a complete. It's just who they are this summer.
So Tomato Girl is also a tomato and will be traveling to a tomato farm?
Yes, and gardening. Lots of gardening,
it's
probably.
It's what you are this summer.
My vibe is Santa Barbara bro. That's like my vibe.
I can
vibe
see that. I can
summer.
See that.
It's like a very laid back. It's like a very laid back, obviously, rainbow sandals. Just like don't really give a damn about anything. Just not stressed, like relaxed vibe.
I like that.
But then I also sometimes go lumberjack chic.
In which is like.
Cause
that's
I
very
like,
you.
I wear like my like to work right now. I'm wearing like sort of a lumberjack chic boot kind of vibe,
especially because it hasn't been hot,
right?
You know what I mean here in the Bay. So
like wearing pants a lot,
I can
you know.
That.
What would you say Selena's vibe is?
Sort of a croc noir.
Okay.
Because like she wears Crocs, but like also all black, you know. So the noir.
Yeah. Part. Very mysterious.
Yeah, it's like mysterious vibes. Yeah. Like croc noir.
Cozy vibes, uh-huh. too. Yeah.
At least it's not Grandma Core. Thank you.
That's
thank you.
Yeah.
Young Grandma Core,
thank
I guess.
Uh-huh. Hey, I'll take it. I've been inside a lot.
Hey, I want to know if your kids, because you both have some separately.
Not
but,
to get, thank
yeah.
you. Not together. Separate households.
I want to know if they've ever embarrassed you this bad in public. I saw a few people sharing some of the most embarrassing things that their kids have done to them in public. Like one person said, their 5-year-old once went number 2 at a toilet display at a Lowe's, which
my
would
God.
Be so embarrassing
that would
if
be
you
rough.
Ask me. Another one said their son always loves to fake drown at water parks.
Oh, that's brutal.
And another one said that her daughter likes to once asked a cashier who was missing some teeth if she ever brushed her teeth before. So I feel like kids just tend to put parents
God.
In a very uncomfortable situation. Have you guys ever been embarrassed like this before in public.
Yeah, constantly.
I mean, they're always embarrassing.
Anything that stands out?
The main thing that stands out for me is the time my daughter, she was obviously younger at the time, she broke a watermelon in Safeway.
Oh, no.
Because she tried to, like, lift it. And I wasn't even buying watermelon, but I guess she wanted one, and she, like, dropped it. The whole thing just splatters all over the place. That's embarrassing.
Did you clean it up or just walk out of there like, I don't know?
I did call somebody to come clean it up.
Oh, but you didn't help. You just walked in.
Hell no, I didn't help.
If your kid used the display toilet.
You walk away.
Yeah, you walk
you just
away.
Leave.
On that.
You leave. Away. Never go back to that location.
Yep.
But they have video cameras.
Don't care.
That's why you never go back.
I'll go viral as the guy that left it. I don't want to go viral as the guy sitting there scrubbing it.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Is there anything that stands out about your kids, Graham?
I mean, my kids have always done the screaming, like, I'm not getting in the car with you. You know, they're like screaming. And like you, it's
so you
like,
look like you're abducting
it
them.
It looks like you're abducting your kids. And then like where you're wrestling them into like buckle them in and they're screaming and trying to get away. And like, yeah. Don't touch me.
You know? Oh, my
and it's just
God.
Like. Oh my God, stop. Don't, you can't say that kind of stuff. My kids also, and they do it a little less now, but when they were younger, they would very loudly point out if they saw somebody smoking. Because I think, you know, I've just told them, like, oh, cigarettes, like, you don't want to do that. That's gross. And then they'll see somebody walking down the street smoking, like, that person's smoking. Gross.
Oh,
you know?
My
like,
God.
You can't say that to them when
oh
you
God.
Walk by. But it is gross. Don't smoke cigarettes.
Yeah, maybe yeah. That'll help them stop because they'll be it's shamed by a 5-year-old.
Yeah. But kids will, like, point out stuff like that about people, and then yeah. they don't know that, you know, something could be offensive to people. And so, like, they'll say that or other things, you know, pointing out about what somebody's wearing or.
Yeah. Right.
That's why.
I don't know.
It's yeah.
They're so pure.
Yeah, but it's so embarrassing.
Yeah. And then when a little kid tells you something like they don't like your outfit or your hair or your makeup or something, it hurts more than if an adult says that because you know that they're telling the truth.
It's pure, unfiltered.
Yes.
Just honesty.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Shannon Sharp is out at ESPN. I think we all remember in recent months he was accused of sexual assault, among other things. The allegations against him were really bad. He was being sued for $50 million. Well, a couple weeks ago, he settled that lawsuit, you know, outside of court. The details of that are undisclosed, but it's rumored that he paid this woman like somewhere around like $20 million or something like that. But now, 2 weeks later, ESPN has cut ties with him, which is major because he was a staple mm-hmm. on First Take. But those days are over. He still has his podcast and all that other stuff. But as far as ESPN goes, done.
It's crazy you just write a check somebody for $20 million just keep quiet or whatever. Here's $20 million.
Like, and then you lose your job.
And then you lose your job. But like the fact that he's got that much money, like he's.
I know.
Yeah.
He's got quite the net worth, I'm sure.
So do you think this is it? And like eventually maybe he'll return to doing something besides the podcast, maybe a different show.
I think like another network will pick him up at some point. Mm-hmm.
Maybe, but I bet that podcast does pretty well for him.
Really? I would say so, yeah. Did you guys hear about Keanu Reeves' watches?
No.
Mm-mm. Getting returned to him. So back in December of 2023, his home in the Hollywood Hills was robbed. And I guess it was that same like South American, I don't know, gang or ring of thieves, whatever you want right. to call them, that was like going around to different mansions and celebrity homes mm-hmm. and robbing it. The same group that hit Travis Kelce's house. Mm-hmm. And then we talked about that, I think, last year. So apparently officials in Chile, they've been investigating this and they made a big announcement that they were able to recover 6 of Keanu Reeves' watches.
Wow.
So they
random, but awesome.
Along with a bunch of other stuff, designer bags, a bunch of other jewelry and stuff. But 6 of those watches they were able to find out belonged to Keanu Reeves that were taken from his home in 2023. So they're turning that over to the FBI, who is now making arrangements to give those items back to Keanu.
It's a nice little surprise.
Isn't that crazy?
Get some of your stuff back years later.
Yeah. And those combined are probably worth a
really
lot.
Expensive.
Assuming they're pretty valuable, yeah.
Yeah. So I thought that was pretty interesting. All right, Grammy, what do you have?
All right, former Warriors player Gilbert Arenas arrested yesterday along with four others who were all charged with various aspects of operating an illegal gambling operation out of his mansion in Encino, California. Arenas was charged with multiple counts listed as conspiracy to operate an illegal gambling business, operating an illegal gambling business, and making false statements to federal investigators. The 43-year-old was arraigned in L.A. yesterday but has already been released on bond. Following his release, he took to Instagram to post a video of himself almost celebratorily dancing down the courthouse steps with the caption, "I'm back on the block like it's hot. This ain't got ish to do with me. Just rented the house. Wasn't a part of the festivities. Hashtag snitch and Gil coming soon. Hashtag 51-0, the Mayweather of court."
What? So,
it sounds like he's saying that he just rented out his place and it was the other guys that did all the illegal gambling. They were doing some high stakes poker games there. One of those other men that's being charged is allegedly part of some Israeli crime syndicate, so he might want to be careful about all the snitching that he was
my God.
He's about to do, because it sounds like some of these guys are kind of pretty shady characters.
That sounds dangerous.
But yeah, they were running some high-stakes poker games, and apparently there was also some ladies that were hired by another one of the guys to, quote, serve drinks, provide massages, and offer companionship to the poker players in exchange for tips.
Interesting.
Sounds like a pretty fun little party they had going over there. Some high stakes gambling and some ladies and, you know, other than some crime bosses, you know, being some of the guys that are sitting at the poker table. Other than that,
and
the fact that it's highly illegal. Right. Other than that, seems like a pretty good.
Seems innocent.
Right. Seems like just some like boys being boys, just having some fun. Right. Gilbert's out and he's going to apparently be doing some snitching. Hashtag snitching Gil is coming soon, you guys. Gil.
That is crazy. All right. Well, thank you for that info, Graham. Next in the JV Show, it's your chance to win a chug mug. We're getting to What the Bleep.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Before we get to What the Bleep, we were just talking about how kids will embarrass us parents so bad in public.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Henry from Pittsburgh. I just want to comment on the embarrassing stories about kids. One day, we were Super Bowl Sunday, Niners were playing the last time they were there, and we went grocery shopping, so the whole store filled up with everything Niners. We go to checkout, and my daughter goes, "Niners suck," in front of everybody there. Slightly embarrassed, but I also gave her a high five. It's like, go Bucks. Have a good day, guys. Bye.
Go, you take that.
Bang, bang. What?
Take that back right now, Henry's daughter. You take that back. The Niners don't suck. The Bucks? Get out of here.
Right. All right. Well, thank you for that talk back. All right. Now to What the Bleep, where you can win a chug mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleep.word. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talk back mic on the iHeartRadio app. You guys ready for today's clip?
Mm-hmm. Yep. I with this girl in college, and I woke up the next day with a really nasty rash.
Oh, my God.
It happens. Guys, it happens.
And you had to tell all of your future partners about it?
Yeah, well, no, just the doctor.
You didn't tell them?
Just the doctor.
If you were able to cure it and it goes away, you don't have to say anything.
Yeah, as long as it's not visible anymore, right?
What are we talking about? Doesn't
what if this outbreaks?
Hey, stop. Ew. All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. Keep in mind, this is a family show, so keep those guesses PG, please. Leave us your name and your city along with that guess. And, of course, you're leaving those guesses on the iHeartRadio app, which is free, by the way, and newly upgraded. Set us as a preset, please. Get your guesses in quick.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, we're playing What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the new and improved iHeartRadio app. In case you missed today's clip, here it is.
I with this girl in college, and I woke up the next day with a really nasty rash.
You're sick,
Graham. Yeah, it was kind of oozy. It was gross.
Did not need to know that. All right, let's go to your guesses.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Jim from Hayward. I think the bleeped out word today is wrestle. Y'all have a good one.
Are you wrestling? No? Okay.
Not that kind of wrestling.
Oh, my God. How did you get a rash?
There's some wrestling involved.
Good morning. This is Robert from San Jose. My guess is swim.
Swim.
Okay, that's a good guess.
A lot of people guessing that this morning. You guys ever gotten a rash after going swimming?
No.
Me neither.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Christy from Rohnert Park. I'm going to guess that the bleeped out word is hiked. You went on a hike with a girl and got a rash. All right. Have a great day.
That's a great guess.
That's a really good guess.
You rub up against the wrong type of plant and then boom, instant rash.
Next thing you know. Yep. You're itching.
All right. So that is not the correct word, though. Do you know what it is? Leave your guess now on the Talk Back Mic on the iHeart app. Going to play more of your guesses coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thank you for having us on. We're playing What the Bleep, where you can win this JV Show chug mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. Now, if you missed today's clip, here it is one last time.
I with this girl in college, and I woke up the next day with a really nasty rash.
Wow.
Yeah, it was not pretty.
All right, to your talkbacks.
Hi, Wow 94.9. This is Isabel from American Canyon, and I think the bleep dot word is hugged.
Oh my God, if you were just catching rashes from hugging someone.
People would not hug each other anymore if you got a rash like that. No thanks. Ugh.
Well, I'm not much of a hugger anyway, so I feel like I wouldn't have anything to worry about.
Oh, I like hugging everyone.
Me too.
You do?
Yeah, I hug everybody.
Oh.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Sarah from Grass Valley, and my guess for the bleeped out word is skinny dipped. Okay, have a good day.
Oh, my God.
Skinny dipped. I was going to ask you, lazy, if you ever gone, but I already know the answer.
We've never gone skinny dipped, and we don't do that.
Nope, never in a million years.
The water's too cold.
Well, what body of water? You're assuming that you're jumping into a cold body water.
And if you had a bathing suit on, it's still cold.
That's a good point.
No, yeah, but it's like the water's so cold because you're most likely skinny dipping at night, right? Or I guess you could do it whenever.
You can skinny dip into a warm body of water, a cold body of water. It doesn't matter. It just means all that matters is you're not wearing your suit. Let me ask you this. You ladies up here on your high horse, I've never skinny dipped. I wouldn't do that. You've never been in the hot tub before with a significant other or someone else and whoosh, the suit flies off
in
there?
That's not skinny dipping, though.
Yeah, it's
not. It's not? You're swimming with no clothes on.
That's in a hot tub, and I think skinny dipping, it's like outside body of water.
Okay, well, that's the more exciting skinny dipping, but I'm just wondering if you've ever been in a hot tub, and that scenario's arisen.
Yeah, that's a hot tub, though.
Yes. And the answer is
that's not skinny dipping.
I feel like it kind of is.
Throw up a poll on our Instagram story, Jess, please. Is hot tubbing naked considered skinny dipping? No.
Yes.
No.
Well, then I have skinny dipped. Hey.
See, there you go.
All right. Back to What the Bleep. We're getting sidetracked.
Yo, what's up, JV Morning Show? This is Jay Lou from Pacifica, the greatest city in the Bay Area. And my guess for the word bleep out word today is dance. Yeah. Have a great morning, y'all.
Was that dance?
Dance or danced. A few people guessed that. Did he say Pacifica is the greatest city in the Bay Area?
That's what I heard. Hey, we love Pacifica.
I'm just kidding.
Stop it.
They have the world's greatest Taco Bell in Pacifica.
That's right.
So there's that.
Have you ever been there, though?
Nope.
Me either.
I want to.
It's on my bucket list.
You also JV Show supported by Special AKC from Oakland. Yeah. I think the bleep out word is camped. You camped with this girl in college.
There we go. Sure. All right. So here's today's clip, unbleeped.
I camped with this girl in college, and I woke up the next day with a really nasty rash. Again,
from
I think it was
her or from like poison ivy? Please specify.
Inconclusive. Ew. Inconclusive. Could have been from either. No, it was from poison oak. You know, we were hiking, camping trip out with some friends, and next thing you know, you get the old poison oak.
See, that's why I don't think camping is worth it. Too many risks.
Just for that one reason.
I'm out.
She's out. She is out. Should we give some shout-outs?
Yes, let's do it.
I feel like this is a pretty big milestone moment for our boy Nobody Special, a.k.a. Steve, because he left us a talkback, I think, last week, saying it was his mission. He was manifesting it, that he was going to finally win that JV Show chug mug.
Let's go.
And he finally did. This is a momentous day for Nobody Special. Today, you are somebody special, Steve. You have won a JV Show chug mug. He came with the very first correct answer this morning. And man, not a lot of shout outs to give because our buddy and David in Richmond, he had the other correct answer this morning. And Jess, unless I'm missing someone, these are the only two gentlemen that came with the correct answer this morning.
Two. Mm-hmm.
Charles in San Jose said camping.
Close.
Damn, that was close, Charles. Camped was the word that we were looking for. But again, it's a special day for our boy Nobody Special. Because he has won his first JV Show chug mug. He has been trying for what feels like a decade. He's finally got it.
Well, congratulations.
Quickly, ladies, have you ever gotten poison oak before?
No.
I don't think so.
God, you guys hate the outdoors.
Yeah, I don't go outside enough.
If I go hiking, I'm not touching the plants.
Sometimes it's just on a trail where it's a little overgrown or something and you're brushing against it. I'm really good at spotting poison oak because I've gotten it a million times growing up because I grew up in the woods. And you just know how to spot it. I spot it from a mile away. But sometimes during the winter or something when it's lost its leaves and it's just kind of these sticky branches, sometimes if one of those scrapes against you, you can still get it from that. I mean, you're more likely to get it from poison oak when it's got the leaves, but I can't believe you guys have never... I mean, not that it's something to brag about.
Is that shocking, though? Like,
no, you don't go outside
exactly.
Like that.
Exactly. I've hiked once, twice.
Yeah.
In your whole life?
Yeah.
Was one of those at Great America when you just had
to walk three times.
Yeah, she hiked from there to the parking lot. Yeah.
Hey, it's a long walk, and don't even get me started about Six Flags.
Oh.
Because that walk is crazy.
Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild
94.9. It's about time. It's about time. I've been trying this for over a year, for the last couple years. Finally. That's what I'm talking about. I appreciate that.
Yay!
That's our buddy Steve just won his very first JV Show Chug Mug inside our What the Bleep game. Congrats to him. It's about time. He's been trying for a minute now.
Much love to you.
Yes, nice
work. Do you think
he's
still going to play and try to win another one?
He better.
I hope so.
Got to stack them up.
Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
To the phones. Good morning, April. Oh, I didn't mean to bring that music back on. Sorry, Matt. Hi, April.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. We are wonderful. We're trying to hook you up. Okay, we got these tickets for Giveon. He's coming to the Bay October 4th. The Bill Graham Civic Auditorium. We know a lot of people want to be there. Hopefully you. If you win the JV Show's Yep Nope game. Now here's how it works, April. We're going to ask you four random trivia questions. You got to get three correct and you win the tickets, okay?
Okay, I win this game almost every day in my car, so.
Sure, you do.
That's what a lot of people say, and then they come on here and they go number two in their pants.
Ew, they do.
Okay, Graham, if you give me those crazy questions, I hope that the talkback lady comes.
She will.
All right. She hates me.
All right, April, let's get to it. Here's question number one. What type of animal was the first mammal to ever be cloned?
Oh my gosh.
Sam, she was very famous.
Oh yeah. God. Famous. Oh my God.
Take a guess.
Oh God. A cloned.
Gonna run out of time. Pig. Just blurt out an animal.
A pig, not a pig.
Nope.
When I say this, you're going to be like, oh my God, I knew that. It was a sheep.
Yeah, sheep. First cloned animal. And I think her name was Dolly.
Yes, it was.
I might be making that up.
No, it was.
Yeah. All right, question number two. How many planets are closer to the sun than Earth?
Two.
Yep.
There we go.
Just two. Yep.
All right, kicking the board. Here is question number three, April. A traditional Shirley Temple drink is made with ginger ale and a splash of what?
Grenadine.
Yep.
Okay. There you go.
That makes it red. Do you make yours with ginger ale or Sprite or 7-Up?
7-Up.
Yeah, I feel like that's the right. newer version, but I guess traditionally it is ginger ale. All right, question number four. You need this one to win the game, as you always do every day. What major U.S. river runs from Minnesota all the way to the Gulf of Mexico? And again, the Gulf of Mexico, not the Gulf of America. Gulf of Mexico.
Do you know the river?
River. Oh, God.
It's a major waterway.
Somewhere from Minnesota?
Yep. So basically from the top of the country all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico.
Oh, my God. I'm drawing a blank. The only river I can think of right now is in California, and that's not it.
No, definitely not.
Don't say any California rivers.
Major.
Oh, yes.
No. Oh, my God.
Come on, you always win the game. Win it right now by saying the correct river.
April!
3 seconds.
Please. Okay. Oh, my God. I can't think of a river. Oh, my God.
Oh,
my God!
Son of a win the this game.
Oh, my God. Give her the answer, Graham. Oh.
The Mississippi. The Mississippi River.
I was trying to help you out by saying major.
It's only like the biggest, most recognizable the only river, I know. In the U.S.
Oh, no.
Oh, this is
wow.
Bad.
This is so bad. For someone who wins every other day except today.
Right. I mean, what are the odds that one day she doesn't win is today?
You can ask my nephews when I drive them to school every single time. They're like, oh, my God, you know all the answers.
Sure. Those kids are liars. I can't trust them.
April, well, aside from not winning, we hope you at least had fun. We really enjoyed having you on.
She's going to be laying.
I'm going to call back every day to redeem myself.
Please do. Please call back.
She's
going to
be just laying awake tonight, just like Mississippi.
Yes.
Mississippi. All right, son of a April. Mississippi.
Well, don't hang up. Hang on. We hope you have a great rest of your day, but hang on because Jess is going to chat with you in the next room. Oh, dang it.
Oh, boo. So close.
Hey, good morning. This is Maribel. I just wanted to give a shout out to my coworker McKenna. Happy birthday. I hope you enjoy your day. Have a great weekend. Thank you for your friendship. You're awesome. Love you, girl. Happy birthday.
Oh, that's awesome. Very
happy
sweet.
Birthday, happy McKenna. Who gives a fuck?
Before we get to today's hottest trending, we're backtracking just a little bit because in our What the Bleep game earlier this morning, Graham, you said, because we were talking about skinny dipping, and you're like, well, you ladies haven't ever, like, you know, gone naked in a hot tub with a partner or something. I'm like, that's not skinny dipping.
And I argued I thought it was because you're swimming, you're in a body of water with no swimsuit on.
It's a hot tub. It's not like a lake or, I don't know, I don't consider that a body of water, but we did put a poll up on our Instagram story.
We asked, is hot tubbing naked considered skinny dipping? And 78% say yes.
What?
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. How?
Mm-hmm. Now, I asked ChatGPT this question.
What did ChatGPT say?
Matt was in the mix, and ChatGPT says, technically, no.
Thank you.
Hot tubbing naked is not usually considered skinny dipping. Skinny dipping specifically refers to swimming naked, typically in a pool, lake, or ocean.
Thank you. That's what I thought.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
That's AI. Has AI ever stripped off their megabytes and jumped into the pool and gone swimming? No.
If we take
AI
a bath, are we skinny dipping in the bathtub? Do I skinny dip in the shower every day?
A bathtub is different than a...
Yeah. That's a bit of a stretch, Selena.
And a hot tub.
But a hot tub is not a stretch.
Well, a hot tub is like you can technically like kind of float around in there, bob around, and it's outside usually. Is your bathtub outside or your shower outside?
No.
There you go.
I don't know. I'm still going no. But whatever, you guys can vote. JB Morning Show. It's on our Instagram story.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And trending is sponsored by the new thought-provoking exhibition at the Exploratorium Adventures in AI now through September 14th.
We have to talk about what is going on with Diddy and all of these requests that his legal team is asking for. So I told you earlier this week
that... His name is the Diddler, by the way.
The Diddler, yes. Diddler. I told you earlier this week that his team filed a motion asking for bail, right?
Uh-huh.
So the judge has yet to rule on that, but listen to this. He's also asking for more than that. His team filed more documents late last night. Basically, he wants his conviction overturned.
Wow.
And if that doesn't happen, he is demanding a whole new trial.
What? On what grounds?
So,
objection, Your Honor.
Listen to their argument.
Okay.
So Diddy's team says that Diddy is the only person with two Mann Act convictions, which if you don't know, that is transporting someone across state lines for, you know, sexy time for prostitution.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But they're like, Diddy's the only person who's ever been convicted who did not make money off the prostitution, did not even like do anything physically with them, did not hook up with them, and didn't even arrange their transportation. He had, because you know, he had Cassie and Jane and whoever else do all those things. They also say what Diddy did is basically voyeurism, and they point out that multiple state courts have held that paying for voyeurism, which is just like watching, is not prostitution.
Interesting.
Nah, I still think
so. That is their argument for trying to get the two convictions overturned. Now, if that doesn't happen, he at least wants a new trial where only evidence related to these counts is admitted. So that means none of the violence with the victims, none of the drug stuff, none of that would be admitted into court.
What?
I mean, I understand what they're doing. I mean, and a good lawyer, you're going to make that argument, right?
Yeah.
Like, you can kind of, if you took Diddy's name out of it, because we all want to see him go down because the dude's a monster.
Yeah.
But if it was just some random person, you would be
like, have a pretty good case.
You'd be like, give him bail. And also, those are good points. They didn't actually do any of this stuff. When you have the mountain of evidence of all the other awful stuff he did combined with that, that's in the court of public opinion. We're like, oh no, lock him up. I'm still shocked that this is where we're at in this.
I feel like he's gonna get off.
No, don't say that.
I don't want that, but they make a really good argument.
I don't think this thing goes to a new trial. I think ultimately, the judge does grant him bail here, and then he's going to be under some sort of house arrest. And then when the sentencing does happen, when's that, like September or something?
October 3rd,
they're going to sentence him, and it's going to end up with all the time he's already served just being a little slap on the wrist, and he'll get a couple years probation.
But it sounds like he doesn't even want these charges like hanging over him, doesn't want his name attached to them. He wants a clean slate. So listen to this. There's also the possibility of him getting pardoned. The White House has been in communication with Diddy's legal team about a possible pardon. We are basically just waiting on the judge to rule on whether or not Diddy will make bail. So if Diddy does make bail, Trump will not make a decision on a pardon until he's sentenced. So that'll be in October. But if the judge denies bail, a decision will be made immediately.
I mean, it tracks, right? We watched videos of police officers getting savagely beaten at the Capitol on January 6th, beaten with flagpoles and pepper sprayed and hit with their own batons.
And those guys walked.
And those guys got pardoned. People that were beating our law enforcement officers, savagely beating them, were given a pardon. So would it surprise you that a guy who savagely beats a woman at a hotel, and we all got to see, the entire world got to see on surveillance camera, the entire world got to see these police officers getting beaten, and they got pardoned? Go for it. Do it. It totally tracks.
I'm surprised he didn't do it sooner.
That makes me so mad.
I mean,
so, and we should have a ruling on the bail, I mean, what, within a matter of days, within the next week, for sure. So, we'll have some more news for you soon, people.
My blood's boiling right
now. I know.
I gotta simmer.
Simmer down, Graham. What do you have in trending?
All right, big reminder, this coming Tuesday, you guys, big reminder. Tuesday's the day that all those speed cameras across San Francisco will start issuing actual tickets. Up until this point, the cameras, which have been placed at 33 trouble speeding spots across the city, they've just been sending people warnings in the mail, but they go live on Tuesday. And if one of those cameras spots you little jerk speeding more than 11 miles per hour over the speed limit, you'll get an actual fine. The fines start at $50, so that's the one you...
Can I ask a question? Sure. Maybe stupid question. Are those just in, like, the city, yep, on city streets, not on the Bay Bridge by any chance, right?
They're just on...
Okay.
33 of the intersections where they find that they've had a lot of speed-related incidents, crashes and stuff like that, injuries to pedestrians, pedestrian deaths and stuff like that. The fines start at $50. So if you're going 11 miles per hour or more over the speed limit, it's like 11 to 21 or whatever. In that range, $50. If you're going, and it goes up from there in tiers, if you're going 100 miles an hour over the speed limit, you can expect a $500 ticket. I almost want somebody to get that because I'm impressed that you were able to go 100 miles an hour over the speed limit on a city street. That seems really tough, but I'm sure somebody will accept that challenge. The fines don't add points to your driving record. They are strictly a financial penalty, and you can get those fines waived through community service if you want. You can go do some little community service and work that off.
You guys remember that one time I had to do community service?
Yeah.
For what?
I...
We'll run in with the law.
Yeah. We'll just say that.
Okay.
What communities?
I was cutting up strawberries at the VFW.
Oh, and that's when your band-aid fell in there.
Yeah, the band-aid fell off. I didn't serve it. No, I took it back out. Yeah, but a veteran
still ate that strawberry that touched it.
That's disgusting.
Thank you for your service to our veterans.
Wow.
San Francisco's the first city in the state to implement these types of cameras. We know they got approved for a few different areas, but San Francisco's the first one that said, hold my beer, we're going for this. And reportedly, though, speeding overall here in the city, down 30% in those areas. And that's before they even actually started issuing real tickets. So it'll be interesting to see the traffic statistics going forward once these things start financially punishing people.
Yeah. And that's Tuesday, you said?
Tuesday. So big reminder there.
Tuesday.
Yeah. Slow down, everybody.
All right. Next on the JV show, let me sidebar with Jess really quick. Did you hear what Graham was out doing last night? Because his wife and kids are out of town. Or they're not at his house, at least.
Was it something bad?
I don't think his wife would approve. Oh, can we just say that? Graham. Hi, Graham. I didn't see you there.
Hey, guys.
We're going to talk about that next.
Easy.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
Thursday right here on the JV show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Happy Thursday, guys. It's Angie. I just wanted to give a quick shout out to my kids. First day of school today. I know, super early. Emiliano's going into eighth grade. It's crazy. And Ruby's going into fourth grade. So I hope you guys have a great first day of school. Sorry, I just got you back from Disneyland yesterday and made you go to school today. Have a good one. Thanks. Bye.
I was going to say, I follow Angie on Instagram. I was like, wasn't she just in Disney?
They always go to Disneyland.
Yes. Fun. Best mom ever.
But yeah, happy first day of school, you guys.
Who gives a fart?
So early. Yeah.
But this is Stockton, right?
Yes.
And we learned that they do go to school a little bit earlier.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Leticia calling from Stockton. I am a first-time talkbacker. But I was podcasting yesterday's show, and my daughter actually attends a charter school in Stockton. They did start yesterday. Yesterday was the first day. They do end earlier in the year. Last year, I think their last day was late May. But also, they do have a lot of more breaks than like the actual unified school district. Thank you. Have a good day.
Interesting.
Wow, a lot of Stockton moms on our talkbacks. Yeah. Thank you. That was her very first talkback there. Super cool. But yeah, we were shocked to learn, and we had somebody to give a shout out yesterday to their kids' first day of school, and they also went to a Stockton charter school. We're big. JV
we're
show
big
number
Stockton.
One amongst Stockton charter schools right now, which is huge.
Yes.
So have a great first day of school, everybody in Stockton that's listening.
Who gives a fuck?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Graham. I'm worried about you, buddy. I'm not going to lie.
What?
You came in Monday and you're like, yes, best week ever. The kids are gone because they're at grandma's house all week. And then my wife is leaving for a few days this week. She's on a work trip. You're going to have the house to yourself. You can do whatever you want. You're going to have all this free time. Let the bay know. What did you do last night?
Well, Selena, I think you're misrepresenting me there. I didn't come in celebrating that.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, you did.
Thank you, Jess.
Maybe a little bit.
Yes, you did.
More so about the kids being gone. You know, they need to get out of the house and do something, get out of my hair for a little while on this summer vacation. And their school doesn't start for a couple more weeks. Well, I told you guys yesterday at this time, I gave my first half review of the new Happy Gilmore movie. Yeah. And I said that I was going to finish it last night.
So you did.
Watch the second half. Well, about that. So, you know, like I texted a buddy like, hey, do you want to go grab a beer? You know, because I don't have any responsibilities right now with my wife on a work trip and the kids gone. So like we went, you know, went to downtown Napa, grabbed a beer. And then we're like, you know, we're really not that far from Ace and Vine, which is a little casino that's just right on the Napa River over there. So we rolled over there, played a little blackjack.
Wow.
So it was a nice little Wednesday evening, a beer with a buddy and a few hands of blackjack.
This may sound innocent to a lot of people, but that's because you don't know the history that Graham has with gambling.
Stop.
Graham, your wife does not like you gambling.
She turns a blind eye to it, and I also turn a blind eye when the Nordstrom sale comes around or
you
whatever it is
that,
and all these like boxes of clothes start showing up at my house.
I really don't think she likes it. Now, we did a pool party at Grayton Casino.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Not this last one, but I think it was... I don't know. What one of those ones?
You did one with Steve Aoki earlier this summer.
Yeah, we did stop at a blackjack table. Uh-huh. And you can even ask my husband. He's like, man, Graham really loves gambling and his wife does not like him doing it. She was having to like drag you away from the table.
Yeah, see, I don't think she likes being a party to it. You know what I mean? She doesn't want to sit there and visually see any of our money because, you know, we've been married a long time. Of our money possibly being wasted, but she doesn't know that I've got the system. I call it the stack system. I just throw stacks out there.
Oh, boom, my God.
They just bring you stacks back, you guys.
Does she know that you went last night?
Yeah.
Does she know you plan on going again tonight?
You're going again?
You have a problem.
Maybe.
He does. He really does. Yeah. And that's why I'm saying I'm worried about you.
Okay, here's the deal, you guys. Here's the deal. Let's just call it what it is. I won $200 last night. What's problematic about that? And remember last weekend on Saturday, I was at Grayton helping my wife very diligently set up for her work event, and I happened to sneak away to the blackjack tables for like 30 minutes.
Dude, this
and
is becoming every few day thing.
And I won $200 there. See, but that's the thing. You guys, I have a new system.
Oh, no.
Graham's new gambling system.
Okay.
It's called Don't Be an Idiot, Graham. And what I do now is, and rather than go for like the big score where I can like be high-fiving everyone at the table and like tell some story about how I won some huge sum of money, because like, look, that never happens. You sit there long enough, you're going to give all your money back. Now when I just go up just a little bit of money, I just cash out and I walk away. And
but
I'm
that's
happy
if you
as can
win.
Be.
You're not walking away if you keep losing. You're just going to keep spending more money.
It's a foolproof system. I just laid it out for you. You just throw the stacks out there. They stack them, come back to you. Oh, it's that. It was that easy last night. I was there for like 35 minutes. Shout out to Ace and Vine, by the way, great little spot if you've never been.
It felt like 35 minutes to you because of the thrill of it. It was actually 3 hours.
Might have been. But either way, I wasn't there all night and everything worked out.
Okay.
And I'm $200 richer today.
All right.
I won't be going back tonight, only because my wife, Kate, flies back at 4 o'clock from a work trip, but maybe after lunch today.
No.
Oh, my God. So get all the gambling out of the way before
food,
she lands.
They have food there as well. They have a restaurant called The Lincoln. Shout out to that place.
My
great
God.
Food. So I might go get a bite to eat there. And then if I happen to walk next door and win a couple $100, I don't get why your guys' feathers are all ruffled about this.
Because you have a problem and we're just trying to be there for you with an intervention.
Let you guys help me count all the money that I've won.
Can I ask another question, just sure. Because you being a man just at home alone, no wife.
Easy.
Not like, careful. No, it's not a question like that, but like okay. You mentioned like going out to lunch, you know, again, why not eat lunch at home? How are you eating without your wife?
That's
very a good point.
Sparingly, because like for dinner the other night, I don't know, I had 2 frozen burritos. Let's just say that like it's better going out to dinner when that cooking for one is not fun, you guys. Cooking a meal by yourself.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Like it's tough. And then, you know, the portions and like, it just doesn't work. Going out to eat with your buddies and then going gambling, that's a far superior dinner plan.
Question.
Answer.
When you texted your buddy yesterday, did you already have in mind that the plan was going to be to go gambling after
good
the dinner?
Good question. And be honest.
Of course.
It's not like you just went out for a beer and was like, oh, you know what?
Oh,
we should
so
go hit up the blackjack tables.
Well, guys, that's how I sold it to my wife. But
wow.
I had talked
but you
to
can
him.
Be honest with us. We're not your wife. And we're not
I had talked
bitch.
To him the day before. And I was like, hey, tomorrow night.
See, it was premeditated.
And then go to Ace and Vine.
And of course, to your wife, you were like, oh, we just happened to be so close to here.
It was a last minute thing.
It was his idea.
Yeah. See, I didn't even want to.
What I did with her was I texted her that ready at Ace. And I felt like I had bought myself some more time. That way, like, had I lost the money, I'd just be like, yeah, dinner was great. Good night. But then,
do you guys share locations?
But then I told her, I don't think so. No. And then I told her when I got home, I was like, oh, yeah, we swung by Ace of Vine, won $200. Good night. Love you.
Oh my God.
And she threw a laughing face emoji on that text. So like,
all right.
Because she doesn't know you lied.
It wasn't
you're going back today. But we'll tell her. Don't
it
worry.
It wasn't a lie. It was just like a little.
She's actually on the other line listening to
it
this.
It was a little stretching of the truth. I'll send her some flowers.
We're booking you some classes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I need them.
I know you do. Thank
Stop
you.
It.
Thank you. All right.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Guaranteed, Graham's addicted to gambling. This is Amira from Utah.
Thank you, Amira from Utah.
Look, gambling addiction is a very serious thing.
It is.
It can affect people, you know, and families and
they
stuff
lose
like that.
Everything.
I don't have that. I love joking around with you guys, but.
But this is just the beginning.
It's the starting stages.
That's, starting stages. Yeah.
And see how you're in
my
denial?
Gambling over like on this show so many times.
I don't know. I think you need to seek help, honestly.
Seek help? Are you kidding me?
If you Google, do I have a gambling addiction? It says you spend more time and money on gambling than you intend to. Check.
Yes.
Oh my God, that's you.
You
think about gambling often. Check.
Yes,
check.
All you do is think about that.
Well, that part's true. But I was at the casino last night for 35 minutes.
You lie to hide how much you gamble?
Yes,
check.
You've definitely done
check,
that.
Check.
And the only reason why you were there... True. The only reason why you left early because it was a work night.
Well, yeah. No, because I said, look, if I'm up $200, I'm just going to cash out. And I did that. You can call Steve, the dealer. He can attest to it.
You know his name?
We're on a first name basis.
Right. It's time
Shout out to Steve.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Where's my jewelry?
Oh my God. So apparently, like, smelling women's BO can have some positive effects on men. Graham, what? Do you smell your wife's pits ever?
I've never gone nose to pit, I don't think. But I've probably gotten a whiff before.
Has she ever asked you to smell? Like, hey, do I stink?
Probably not.
Really?
Maybe. But I feel like you can usually tell yourself. Yeah. If you're asking someone else if you stink,
that means
you stink.
Yes. That means yes. Yeah. So according to a new study out of Japan, scientists did a study where they had men smell women's armpits. I don't know who would sign up for this study, but they found that after smelling women's armpits, stress markers were lower. It helps them relax.
Interesting. Really?
They did say that that this was more likely during a certain time where women were more like fertile in the month, but that helped them relax. And this all obviously ties back to like pheromones.
Yeah.
How you can be attracted to somebody's natural scent. But they also said that like after a sniff in the pits, that according to these men that showed that it affected them, that the women's faces also, they suddenly looked a whole lot cuter too.
So it made you more attractive to have BO.
Uh-huh.
Interesting.
Really? Yeah. Wait, is this why a lot of people will order like pheromone perfume online? Because they say it does like make other people find you more attractive. Yep. I always wondered if that was actually like true.
I know. I wonder if they're actually capturing the things that are being studied like in this.
That sounds like a scam, but there is some science to like the pheromone thing. And this also might be why some guys, I mean, can't help but like hit on women, which you shouldn't do, but in the gym because you're all sweaty and BO-y and maybe they're just like naturally attracted.
See, it's instinctual.
To you stink.
It's outside of our control, ladies.
No,
sorry.
But you should still not do that, please.
Right. I also think there's like a line between being like stinky and like a little sweaty with a little smell. Does that make sense? Yeah.
I totally agree. I was going to say the exact same thing. I mean, there's some stink out there. And that's not going to make me go like, you know what? She is attractive. No, that's going to make me, you know, the opposite effect. But I think if my wife ever asked me like, do you think I smell bad? I don't think she's got like BO. Do you know what I mean?
Right. But if
she could be a little sweaty, could be a little musty down there or whatever, but she doesn't have like BO.
But if she asked you to take a whiff, you would because that's your wife.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, I would smell my husband if he wanted me to.
You've never given your husband a sniff.
Oh, I have because he's asked me. Well, because there's been times I'm like, we're like laying, you know, watching a movie or whatever, and I'd be like, I think you kind of stink a little bit. And he's like, I do. Then I'll go in for a whiff and be like, yep, that's you.
Yep, it's you, not me. Told you. This coming from Selena, who's openly admitted on these airwaves that she picks up her husband's potentially dirty underwear on the ground. They could be clean. They could be dirty, but she'll give him a full.
He mixes everything up.
He's see if they're clean or not.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Shouldn't that be his job? Shouldn't he have to put his nose to the crotch of those underwear?
Yeah,
not
but
you?
He can't be trusted because he'll mix everything.
And he leaves them for Selena because he knows that she likes
them. I don't like doing it, you guys.
It's like a little underwear scavenger hunt for her. Yeah. She's like,
but as a doting wife, I will for him.
Got it.
Okay.
True love.
Okay. Thank you. Yes. All right. We're going to continue this meeting in the ladies' room next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thanks for hanging out with the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Selena, Jess, Graham. How's it going? New listener here from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Hey, cut Graham a little slack. He is doing good as long as he's getting out of there, winning and getting out. That's the key. Don't stay. Love the show. Bye.
See, there you go.
I'll cut you some
slack.
Cut
me a little slack. Win and get out. Okay. Thank you so much for being a new listener from Albuquerque, New Mexico. And I checked this morning, JV Show numero uno in Albuquerque. That's a big deal.
Thank you. Thank you so much. All right, back to our meeting in the ladies' room. Graham, would you like to throw something out here?
You know what? I would. I feel like I never get to really talk in the ladies' room. So
now's
thank
your
you
chance.
For giving me a little space. I don't know if you guys saw this, but hot girls eat Arby's.
What?
Sophie.
Oh, name one.
Sophie Cunningham.
Who the hell is that?
She's a WNBA star.
Oh, never mind.
Women
I love
supporting
her.
Women.
I love her.
Thank you. She's a guard for the Indiana Fever. And she was walking into her game against the Chicago Sky this past weekend. And she had a t-shirt on. And that's what it said. Hot girls eat Arby's. It's all part of a collab with Arby's, of course. I guess she had posted a previous video at one time trying some Arby's, and she gave it a 9 out of 10. She was pleasantly surprised, and now she's teamed up with the fast food restaurant.
Really?
And they are even launching a line of those shirts, this viral crop top for $20. You can get those. Some bunch of the sizes already sold out, though, and they do say hot girls eat Arby's. I did want to ask you, ladies, because hot girls don't eat Arby's.
No, they don't.
What fast food brand do you think hot girls actually eat the most?
I'm going to say Wingstop. I think hot girls eat Wingstop.
They definitely do. I don't know. When I think fast food, though, Wingstop is not one that comes to mind. I always think more like drive-through. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. If it's drive-through, Jack in the Box.
No, I was thinking Chick-fil-A.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm. It's not giving hot girl.
No?
No. It's Taco Bell. Taco Bell is where all the hot girls eat.
Okay, yeah. I would agree with that.
Really?
There's something about Taco Bell, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
That's where hot girls eat. Because it's not like the, oh, you're just going to get some greasy burger. Hot girls don't want the greasy burger.
It's like vibey.
They
switch up their menu items.
Yes, there's something for everybody there. I'm telling you, hot girls eat Taco Bell.
Yeah, no, I'm with that.
Leave us a talk back.
As a hot girl, leave us a talk back.
If you're a hot girl, could you leave us a talk back? Let us know where the hot girls are actually eating. What's hot girls' number one fast food restaurant?
Can we go back to talking about the tea app?
Yeah.
We talked about the T app, I think, earlier this week, or maybe it was last week. I don't know. But if you don't know what it is, it is a women-only app where you can go on there and talk about your dating experiences to try to help other women. It was supposed to be like for safety reasons, like, hey, this person's kind of weird. Stay away from this person. This one lied, had a horrible experience about this guy. This one catfished me. It was something like that. And this app blew up. It just became viral in the past few weeks. You know, it became one of Apple's most downloaded free apps. They got millions of users. And then there was a breach, a data breach. I told you how 72,000 images were taken from the app, and these were like pictures of licenses or selfies that you have to use and then give them when signing up for the app. Well, they just said that the data breach was more extensive than previously thought. They found that users' direct messages had also been breached, along with some of the photos that were shared in those messages, and a lot of these messages contained like sensitive information, phone numbers, you know, things like that. So
they just spilled the tea on everybody.
Yeah. So they said out of caution, they've actually disabled like the direct message feature for now.
Oh, but the app is still running?
The app is still running. Oh yeah.
They're not abandoning
it on there.
Yeah, they're not abandoning the T app.
Oh, wow.
It's too huge to just completely shut it down at this point.
You just know that if you go on there to spill the tea, your own personal
tea will
be
out
there. Like your credit card numbers, emails, addresses, mother's maiden name, that all gets spilled.
There's also lawsuits. Two class action lawsuits were filed.
Of course.
Just a few days ago against the app. Both lawsuits allege negligence on the part of T, because of the data breach, and they're also targeting X and 4chan, where a lot of the sensitive information was spread.
Interesting. So, whoopsies.
Interesting. Well, you know, glad I'm not on there. Woo.
Yeah, I know.
Do you think anyone will leave a talkback that has used this app? I am curious. Like, what did you see on there? Like, what is on there?
Yeah, let us know.
Because the stuff that I've heard is kind of crazy.
I'm sure there are some very juicy threads on there where
I am curious. I would like to go on just to like read about the people's drama, but I don't want to submit my picture to sign up for the app.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. So the T app, maybe don't get it right now. Now's probably not the best.
Wait a little longer. Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The Bay's number one hit music station.
Good morning, JV Show. I'm not a hot girl, but I do warm up, though. Jess, you're totally right. It is definitely Jack in a Box. Those two tacos with the extra hot sauce, the only thing open at 2 a.m., definitely
hot girl product.
I'm telling you.
Might be
guys.
Right.
Okay.
We were talking about how Sophie Cunningham, WNBA star, wore a shirt. She had a partnership with Arby's, but her shirt says hot girls eat Arby's. And I posed the question, what do you think the hot girls are really eating when it comes to the world of fast food? I'm with you on that one. The J-Box is a pretty good one.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys think hot girls eat Wendy's? I think they do. Why?
Selena, what? No.
Hot girls what? That were
Wendy's
hot in like
so
the 80s.
What do you mean?
Used That's to not- eat at Wendy's?
It's so good. They have spicy chicken nuggets. And they got all these new frosty flavors.
I think I've been there like once.
No. Are you serious? You are missing out.
Have fun.
Stop
with
their spicy chicken sandwich. Are you kidding me?
All the old hot girls.
Wow.
Yeah, Wendy's.
All right, whatever.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And trending is sponsored by Stanford Medicine Children's Health, access to excellence.
So Tom Brady shaded his ex-wife, Gisele Bundchen. Did you hear about this newsletter he wrote for fans?
No.
About family life and being a great parent. As you know, the reason he and Gisele broke up is basically because he kept on choosing football over family. And Gisele was like, this is taking way too much time away from me and the kids. And she felt like he wasn't prioritizing them. So here is some of what Tom wrote in this newsletter. Quote, I think part of being a great father is being a great example of doing what it takes to take care of your family. And I chose to do that by playing football. My dedication to the sport, the hours of practice, the moments when I was laser focused, those were times when I believed I was doing the best possible thing for my family and my kids by prioritizing my profession and teaching by example what it takes to be really good at your job, to follow through on commitments, and what it takes to be a great teammate, and showing them also by example that work is a big part of all of our lives. Remember, your kids are watching everything. They see what you do in every aspect of your life and how you do it. Reading bedtime stories and helping them with homework are not the only ways to be a great parent. Everyone took that last line right there as a direct shot at Gisele.
It seems that way.
It kind of does.
What about the rest of what he says in that statement, though?
I'd say part of it, yes, but part of it, you also aren't teaching your kids about prioritizing
them. I think that's his truth. I think he truly believes he was making the better choice by showing them, this is how I show up for my team and I follow through on what I sign up for and I don't quit. I think that he truly believes that's what he should have been doing. But as a wife and mom on the other end, nobody right. wants to be with somebody who is a workaholic and that is all they do. And you're missing all the important times with your kids, the memories that are being made. You're not there for any of it.
I agree. Yeah. I mean, I agree with definitely what you said there, because I think if you had asked his kids at the time, because the thing that really made Tom Brady great, you know, he was never the best athlete or anything like that, is because, I mean, he studied the game. He devoted himself so crazily into the sport that I'm assuming during the season you could barely talk to the guy because he's studying the playbook and watching film and just around the clock. And so I bet if you had asked his kids when they were young, like, wouldn't you rather on this Sunday go ride bikes with dad than hopefully then maybe watch him on TV? You know, they would have wanted those memories and spending the time. He's looking at it like, this is what I'm doing to excel, to provide for my family. And look, I understand what he's saying, a part of that. Like, there would be, if I could teach my kids one thing that I hope they take away from watching me is just work ethic and working really hard at anything.
I hope
that you do, I hope that they take that away. And so I get
but
what
not
he's
to
saying
the
by,
not to the extreme. Imagine them growing up and now they're neglecting their families too.
Yeah, where they think it's not important sucks. To have a balanced family.
We're all working parents. It's hard, but you have to balance it out.
Yeah.
And he did not do that.
Mm-mm.
No. Why is he writing a newsletter?
I have no idea.
Is he in some sort of a group that he's...
I don't know.
I don't get it. Does it show up into my mailbox? Like, how do I get his newsletter?
I'm not really sure.
Maybe online he's a blogger now?
I think he's trying to get fans back on his side, clearly.
Yeah.
But I don't know. All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, scary situation aboard a Delta flight yesterday. 25 people had to be hospitalized with injuries from extreme turbulence. This Delta flight heading from Salt Lake City to Amsterdam. And about an hour and a half into the flight, things got rough. The plane made a couple of sudden quick drops. Passengers on board said everything just went airborne, including the flight attendants and their carts. They were serving drinks and snacks at the time. One passenger said the pilot told them after they made an emergency landing in Minneapolis that in the most severe turbulence drop, the plane lost 1,000 feet of elevation.
Oh, my God.
That's insane.
God.
I mean, we've all been on bumpy flights.
That's like
flights,
biggest fear.
But a big drop, 1,000 feet, people would be bouncing off the ceiling if they weren't wearing their seatbelts. And it sounds like that's exactly what happened, given how many people were injured. If these stories of turbulence-related injuries seem to be more and more common, that's because they are. According to experts, air travel is getting bumpier as climate change shifts atmospheric conditions, temperatures change around the world, and shifting wind patterns. And they project that we could see a doubling or tripling in the amount of severe turbulence around the world in the next few decades.
Doesn't seem safe.
So you have that to look forward to. Which is great.
Oh my God.
They're better at spotting where turbulence is going to be now. That technology is better.
But we still fly right through it.
But there's going to be more of it.
Oh no.
Coming our way. Because you hear stories like this all the time. I don't remember any time where you've had multiple instances like this of like more than 10 people at a time being injured on a flight, and sometimes seriously. Because of turbulence.
That's very scary. All right. Well, thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Graham, you said there is a Wendy's debate raging in our talkbacks right now.
There is. This all got brought up. Well, I blame you, but I had shared a story about how WNBA star Sophie Cunningham, she's got to deal with Arby's, and she wore a shirt arriving to a game the other day that said, "Hot girls eat Arby's." And I was like, no, they don't. Mm-mm. But where do hot girls really eat when it comes to fast food? Jess said J-Box. I said Taco Bell. Selena, you have entered Wendy's into the chat. And Jess and I laughed mercilessly at that. Maybe hot girls from like 40 years ago ate at Wendy's. But not today.
Wow.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Eddie Siffle. What a creek. I have to whisper because I'm at work. But seriously, you guys don't know about Wendy's? First of all, Wendy's is the best fast food restaurant out there.
What?
They're better than everybody else. Those chicken sandwiches, the spicy nuggets, those Frosties, the strawberry lemonades. Are you kidding me? Those fries? Jeez. I want some Wendy's right now. Go to Wendy's today.
Thank you. Wendy's now is not the same as Wendy's when you went
when you were three,
Jess. They've like upgraded everything and it is so good. So underrated.
It doesn't scream hot girl.
No, it's not giving me hot
girl
vibes.
They have the Fuego meal.
No, sorry.
Yeah, but it's screaming like I dropped off. I don't know.
It's screaming like I just got out of paying a traffic ticket down here at traffic court. Yeah. Like, where's the only place I can eat? Oh, there's a Wendy's right there. I guess I'll go there. It's giving like jury duty vibes.
Good morning, JV Show. It's your favorite listener from Utah. And I have to agree with Jess. Hot girls eat Wendy's. What can I say? I love me some Wendy's. That double stack biggie bag with sweet and sour and a strawberry lemonade. Gets my loins ablaze.
Whoa!
So, so good. And let me tell you, I'm hot. So, what can I say? Favorite listener from Utah, Amira. Love you guys.
Amira, thank you. It wasn't Jess that made the Wendy's claim. It was Selena, by the way.
Yeah. But still, she says she's hot herself, and it does the Wendy's strawberry lemonade and the big...
And her loins even hotter.
Meal and her loins are ablaze. Are you allowed to self-proclaim that you're hot?
Yeah. If you have the, if you can back it up.
Okay. Just asking. All right.
So one vote for Wendy's, one vote.
That's two votes for Wendy's. That's two votes for Wendy's, yeah.
Oh, dang it.
Yo, some JV Show, it's your boy, no bye, special, I guess, Steve. Hey, yo, Selena. Maturing is realizing that Wendy's is not that good. I'm sorry, not sorry. Wendy's is not that good, bro. I hate to break it to you. The nuggets are okay at best. The fries are trash. It's not that good. It's better than Burger King, but it's not that good, though. Just saying. Don't eat Wendy's, Jess. You're not missing out.
No, their fries are actually super good and, like, super salty. They're so good.
And I don't know.
Do they ever even make the list of the best fries?
No.
I don't think so.
Wendy's is mid, no cap. Like, it's not that good.
Okay, yeah. here's my...
We're standing on business.
This is my next hot girl pick.
Oh, God.
Oh, here we go.
Carl's Jr.
No. Get out.
It's good. Their burgers are so good.
We're talking hot girl.
A burger with onion rings and barbecue sauce and bacon. Come on.
I'll give you that Carl's Jr. had the best hot girl ad campaign of all time, where it used to just be very attractive ladies eating Carl's Jr. and be dripping all over the place. Like, that was a long-running ad campaign for many years. I'll give you that. But, like, when's the last time you set foot in a Carl's Jr.?
I don't know. It's been a long time. But I remember thinking it was really, really good.
I haven't been.
And they have, like, the best chicken strips.
I haven't eaten there in a decade.
Well, you're missing out.
Well, where are they? Out. I feel like there aren't that many of them anymore.
They're all over the place.
I don't see that many. I don't know.
Yeah, they don't stand out. Well, I guess.
Whatever. Hot girls ain't cars.
Yes, they are. I'm telling you. Yes, they are. Graham, just let's be honest. Let's just say what it is. You don't go anywhere near hot girls, so you wouldn't know.
Good point. That's fair. That's fair.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.